doing as much. But the Badgers have exactly one passing touchdown in all 10 games, and they've thrown just four interceptions. And they've won twice, in fact, when having fewer than 100 passing yards and six wins under 150. So the recipe in this series has been get ahead and then just run the ball like crazy.
Yeah, and we'll see how it unfolds here today. You know, you got both programs with new coordinators. It's game number two for Dana Holgorsen, the former head coach at Houston, and before that at West Virginia. Badgers announcing their change this week. How do we expect this to work here today, Patrick?
Yeah, obviously Sunday was the change. That offensive coordinator Phil Longo was let go, and they're looking to a jumpstart an offense that ranks 97th nationally in scoring at about 24 points per game. And they've obviously failed the top 13 points in any of the last three games. But Fickell said on Monday, though, that he believes in this system, and quote, it's not about play calls, it's not about points scored or touchdowns, it's about moving forward with leadership, unquote. So what has transpired since is collaboration, shared responsibility between Wisconsin's four assistant coaches on that side of the ball, A.J. Blazek, Kenny Guyton, Nate Letton, and Devin Spaulding. When Fickell made the comment Monday, what does it matter, in response to who calls the plays, I think there's two points of context to highlight with this. A, what does it matter if the media knows, was I think part of his message, that maybe there's a little bit of competitive advantage of Nebraska not having that information. But more importantly, B, I think it was a message to his team on some level about coming together with a selfless mindset that Wisconsin will be better if no one cares who gets credit. And Wisconsin won't win this game because someone calls the great game, right? So we want to take attention and pressure and emphasis off of a quote-unquote offensive coordinator or a play caller, that this will be a collaborative game plan. And that's really what's happened this week, is that all four assistant coaches have had a piece of this. In fact, on Sunday's presentation in their meeting, each of the four offensive coaches had a different piece that they were responsible for in the game plan and in talking about how they're going to attack this Nebraska team. And so that's a new thing, that these guys all have voices, and they've all been empowered, and that's brought a little bit of freshness to this unit, I'll say, during the week. Like, you could sense it, and the guys have talked about it. I thought Riley Nowakowski said it really well when he was told about Fickell's quote of downplaying the importance of a single caller, a single play caller, as it were. And he said, quote, I agree with that. It's a lot less important to the players who it is. I don't think we're too caught up in that. We all trust our coaches. We believe in what they can do. And that really comes from the relationships we've built with them over the past year, 2 years, for some of them. I'm confident in the guys we have in this coaching staff, and I think they'll be able to handle the offense and put us in a position for success. So it's that kind of shared, unquote. That's that shared responsibility. So what it's going to look like today from an actual mechanics of offense, Nate Letton, the tight ends coach, is going to be up in the press box where he has been all season, but he'll be signaling, calling in the plays over the helmet comm. So he'll be talking in Braden Locke's ear, and also, maybe, you know, as importantly, he'll be talking to all the other assistant coaches at the same time. So everybody's going to be on the same page for what play is being called. Braden Locke has a wristband on his forearm that has the plays all written out. So when he signals it, calls it in, it's going to be wrist 41, wrist 19. Braden Locke will then look at the play there, relay it to his team in a huddle, which is something new for this season. And then they'll go. Locke's also still going to have the ability to check plays, change things at the line of scrimmage like he's done. But keeping an eye on the play clock is going to be interesting today, because this is a new wrinkle. They've repped it all week, but again, haven't done it in live action like this. The other piece of this is, if they do go into a up-tempo, no-huddle type of situation, or if the helmet comm goes out, Kenny Guyton on the sidelines will be responsible for signaling in the plays, sort of the role that Phil Longo was doing previously. So those two coaches in particular do have some experience with this. Nate Letton was put in as the offensive coordinator and play caller for the 2022 Fenway Bowl when Luke Fickell and his staff came to Wisconsin before the bowl game happened. So Nate has done this before. And then also Kenny Guyton was in this situation last year at Arkansas as an assistant. They fired their offensive coordinator midway through the year, and he called the plays the last few games of the season. So no question, there's been some new mechanics this week, and I'm kind of excited to see how it turns out, to be honest.
And the best piece of advice, I remember the athletic trainer back in the day, Wisconsin basketball, Andy Winterstein, said, call a play that works. There you go. Style is style. That's why Andy Winterstein is one of the great people that I've ever met in athletics at the University of Wisconsin.
One last nugget that I thought was interesting in my conversations with Big Ten Network this week. So Wisconsin has played in 7 bowl games since Nebraska has last played in a bowl. That's a big narrative today of who can be bowl eligible out of this one. 7 bowls since Nebraska has. When you figure that a bowl allows you to have 15 extra practices, mm-hmm. 15 times 7, Wisconsin has had 105 more practices than Nebraska has over the last 7 years.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable when you kind of think of it in those terms of what the value is of making bowl games year in and year out.
And a story program like Nebraska with the longest bowl-less streak in the Power Four, that is still a very difficult thing to fully grasp. They're trying to end that streak. Badgers trying to keep their streak alive. That is Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming up, our pregame interview with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Badger fans, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to make your feast a winner. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, we are here to help you tackle those holiday meals. From tender oven-ready turkeys to all your favorite fixings, Piggly Wiggly has unbeatable deals to keep your family full and happy this season. Whether you're hosting or tailgating, we've got you covered. Shop local, cheer loud, and let's celebrate Thanksgiving the Wisconsin way with Piggly Wiggly.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame conversation presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. As we always like to do, let's just jump right into it. Dylan Raiola, their very highly regarded quarterback. Obviously, the bloodlines are terrific. Lineman, you know, if it's daddy or his uncle, but as a quarterback, does he check all the boxes? I mean, he's a true freshman, but physically, it seems like the kind of guy who would check all the boxes.
Yeah, there's the reason why he was a five-star guy. And, you know, it's still not easy for one of those guys to walk into a program and take the reins, you know, and do what he's done the entire year. So there's a match to just ability and then be able to come in and do what he's done all year. And you can see it. You can see a progression. You can see, obviously, talent-wise. But I think the thing that stands out as much as anything is the confidence.
And the weapons. I know we talked in your radio show. They've got some, you know, guys who are 6'3", 6'4". And they like to utilize their tight ends, too, don't they, in their passing game to a certain extent?
They do. I think that's where, you know, I think the thing about them offensively that they've done a really good job is mix it up, right? I mean, they use the big wideouts. They use the tight ends. They've run the football. They're not a one-dimensional or just, hey, we're going to feature one guy or one, you know, one position, maybe the tailback spot. And that's where I think, you know, being a true freshman makes it difficult to be able to spread things around, but that's where I think some of his confidence and what he's done has been impressive.
On the defensive side, we talked on your show about guys like Nash Hutmaker, Ty Robinson, great place to start, but it doesn't end there. Pretty all levels, pretty impressive.
They are. They play really hard. They mix it up, so it's not like one of those, you know, hey, they're going to be a quarters team, or they're going to be a, like, they play a variety of things. They mix it up front, and they allow those guys to play. And I think that's where I think some of the, you know, I'd say the what makes them so good is they trust the guys up front to allow them to run some stunts and things like that. But that all combined together with the ability to play some other coverages is why I think their defense is really, really good.
Oh, I always hesitate to compare one year to another, but I guess I'm going to here a little bit. You go back to last year's game against Nebraska. It couldn't have started worse. But you guys, you found a way. Just grit, resilience, whatever word you want to use, and you're able to get the game won in overtime. Any part of that you pull out for this year?
Yeah, I mean, we always look back, right? And we always study at least what happened the year before or the past, just so that you can take the really good things and then you can obviously want to make sure you can correct the other things. But that's a part of, you know, even last year of how we finished that, you know, we've kind of hammered upon, right? I mean, it comes down in the last few weeks is to leadership. Everybody's banged up. Everybody's got some bumps and bruises. Everybody's got a few guys that probably won't make the game. But how you continue to push and play together is so key and critical. And that's what got us that win last year, right? Our ability to be down and stay together and play together and then find a way to win in overtime.
And you mentioned it with a couple guys in the past, too. There are players who, if it was up to them, they're on the field. And you have to say, no. That's a good, I mean, it's not a good problem to have guys who are hurt, but the guys who have the want to, that is just building.
There's the key, the want to. And, early on in the program, you're trying to sometimes you don't know your guy. I would say every year two, and I always try to say, like, we want enough guys that we've got to hold them back from themselves. Whether that's, hey, we got to hold you back on a Tuesday practice because we don't need to get you all beat up, or we got to hold you back on a Wednesday, or, you know, even got to be smart with you in a game. And that's where we're kind of growing to, is recognizing, understanding those guys that got such a want to, you know, that at some point in time, you know, you got to be smart and be able to protect them from themselves. But as you get down the end, towards the end, it's not easy to see what the want-to and who has the greatest want-to.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll check out some scores, look at the lineup some more as we get you ready for kickoff. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at LIUNAWisconsin.org, LIUNAWisconsin.org.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Don't miss out on sales on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. They've got you covered. Check out the savings on Malibu and Svedka Tropical Spritz. Plus, check out the new selections of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south end of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall. Open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Just going to check out the scoreboard. The early window games in the Big Ten. One has gone final. Iowa has knocked off Maryland 29-13. It is tight and late in Piscataway. About 8 minutes left in that game. Rutgers 24, Illinois 22. The Illini with the ball at their own 40-yard line. And less than 2 minutes remaining in Columbus. Indiana has just scored and converted the two-point conversion, but the Buckeyes still in command 31-15. In addition to our game here in Lincoln, the other 2:30 games will be Minnesota at home against Penn State, Michigan will host Northwestern, and then Big Ten after dark out at the Rose Bowl, you got UCLA playing USC. Other games in the top 25, about 4 minutes to play. Florida leads number 9 Ole Miss 24-17. Number 13 SMU, no trouble with Virginia, 33-7. They are in the final minute of that game. Tennessee up big on UTEP. Georgia likewise in control against UMass. And that is your quick check of our scoreboard. Now let's get a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. For Wisconsin, out today. safety Will Pauling and receiver, or excuse me, safety Hunter Wohler and receiver Will Pauling. Questionable of this game for Wisconsin includes James Thompson Jr., who has not played yet this year, has suffered a torn pec muscle during training camp. He's been starting to rep a little bit, so there's a chance we could see him on the field here this afternoon. Jaheim Thomas also listed as questionable today for Nebraska. The notable who is out, one of their starting corners, Tommy Hill, a senior out of Orlando. And that is your UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. We'll have the playing of the national anthem here in a moment or so. In the meantime, we will move on to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And now with the Nebraska marching band out on the field, we will have the playing of our national anthem.
Let's get to those starting lineups. We'll focus on the offenses of both teams. For Nebraska, the left tackle is Gunnar Gatuga. He is a 6'6 redshirt freshman out of Lincoln. Justin Evans, the left guard, 6'1, 315-pound sophomore out of East Orange, New Jersey. Ben Scott is the center, 6'5, 310, a senior from Honolulu. Henry Latovsky is the right guard, 6'6, 320-pound junior out of Crawfordsville, Iowa. Bryce Benhart, the right tackle, 6'9", 315-pound senior out of Lakeville, Minnesota. Thomas Fedoni, their tight end, 6'6", 255-pound junior out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Nate Borkercher also rotates in, the former walk-on. He is a junior out of Aurora, Nebraska. The wide receivers, Jamal Banks, 6'4", 220-pound senior. He's a transfer from Wake Forest. He has 32 catches for better than 400 yards this season. Ja'Cory Barney is 6-foot freshman, 170-pounder out of Florida City. He has 40 catches this season. And Isaiah Nayer, 6'4", 220, senior out of Fort Worth, Texas. The 1-2 punch in the backfield, Dante Dowdell. He's a 6'2 sophomore. He's a transfer from Oregon. He has rushed for better than 500 yards this season. And Emmett Johnson, he is a 5'11", 200-pound sophomore, averaging 5 yards per carry. And Dylan Raiola is the quarterback, the 6'3", 230-pound freshman out of Buford, Georgia, the son of Dominic Raiola, who was a terrific player at Nebraska in the late 90s and 14 seasons in the NFL. Dylan's uncle, Donovan, was a very good offensive lineman for the Badgers a couple of decades ago. Raiola has hit on better than 65% of his passes, 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. For the Wisconsin Badgers on offense, the left tackle will be Jack Nelson. Joe Brunner is the left guard. Jake Renfro is your center. Joe Huber, the right guard. And Riley Malman is the right tackle. The tight end combination, Riley Nowakowski and Tucker Ashcraft.
The wide receivers will be Vinny Anthony, the junior out of Louisville, Kentucky, C.J. Williams, and Tretch Kekahuna. 1-2 punch in the backfield, Tawi Walker, who has 773 rushing yards, 4.8 per carry, and Darion Dupree, the freshman out of Chicago, and Braden Locke ready to make start number 11 of his Badgers career, the 6'1 redshirt sophomore out of Rockwall, Texas, and he has completed 55% of his passes, 9 touchdowns, and a like number of interceptions this season. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. It is 60 degrees in Lincoln, a mostly sunny sky, little breeze out of the south at between 10 and 15 miles per hour. We expect dry conditions throughout the course of the day, just a beautiful fall day here in Nebraska. The Badgers lead the series through the years 13-4, including 10 in a row, two of those going to overtime, including last November at Camp Randall Stadium. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. The kickoff is next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text BUCKY to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement-ready toolkit. That's BUCKY to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt here for Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with high quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football.
You got to come out here, you got to compete, you got to make each other better.
Looks the throw, looks right, looks left, throws left, end zone, caught, Tucker Ashcraft, touchdown Wisconsin.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other.
You got to find that edge that you can get to and then keep trying to push it.
Picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Heller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at the network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football game number 11. Both the Badgers and the Nebraska Cornhuskers are looking for win number 6, which would officially make them bowl eligible. Nebraska last went to a bowl in 2016. The Badgers have a 22-year run of going to postseason play. One of them is going to break through here today, and one of these teams is going to try to break through offensively. It has been a struggle, to put it mildly, for both of these programs. Nebraska comes in averaging 23.2 points per game, and the Badgers right at about 24. Both teams have made changes with their coordinators, and we'll see who gets the better of it today. And Tausha, let us get to our keys to the game here, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. How do you see this for Wisconsin being able to come out on top here this afternoon?
I think first off you have to acknowledge kind of how things have went and what's going to be different today with Phil Longo no longer calling the plays. And if you look at how last week played out, I kept saying get off to a fast start, use that energy. Well, we didn't, but we still were able to weather that storm. But what we didn't do was be very efficient on third down. We didn't stay on the field. And you hear Luke Fickell all the time talking about complimentary football. Well, it was not complimentary last week. The offense didn't hold up its end of the donkey. And so now you're looking at it, got to be better on first down. We cannot go 1 of 12 again on third downs and think you're going to be able to sustain anything. So that is in itself, say, we'll be better on third down. Well, no, you need to be better on first down and on second down so that you're in a position to be more manageable, because that third and 10, third and 9 plus, that's when Nebraska can heat you up, and that's when Braden Locke, maybe he'll get loose with the football. So today it's going to be all about winning first down. If you can win first down and stay in, stay ahead of the chains, I think Wisconsin can have a nice day on offense.
It's going to be interesting to watch the running attacks for both teams. Nebraska's run defense is top 20 material nationally. At the Badgers, when they've been at their best, they have run the ball effectively. On the flip side, Nebraska doesn't run the ball very well. Wisconsin doesn't defend the run very well. So who breaks through in those areas will be fascinating to watch here this afternoon as the captains make their way to the midfield stripe, and we'll have our toss of the coin. Ron Snodgrass is the referee here today as this matchup between Wisconsin and Nebraska. It will be the 18th matchup
greet each
all
other.
Time.
Wisconsin as visitors, you'll call the toss. You repeat his call. This is the coin. This will be the head. The Big Ten logo will be the tail. What's your call? He's called heads. We'll let it hit the ground. It's a head. Wisconsin won the toss, deferred their choice to the second half. Nebraska will receive. Put your backs to the goal.
So there you go. If you're just checking us out, Hunter Waller and Will Pauling unavailable today. Both were banged up last week against Oregon. So as we mentioned in the pregame, maybe an opportunity for someone like a Tretch Kekahuna to get more involved in the offense. Nebraska without one of its corners, Tommy Hill, although Sierra Wright stepped in last week and played very well against his former team at USC. He had a pick six and also had a blocked field goal in that game. So as you heard, the Badgers have won the toss. They have elected to defer. They'll send the defense out there first. Mark, both of these teams, they try to, you know, figure it out offensively. They've had spotlight games where the defense has certainly done enough to win games. We saw it with Wisconsin against Oregon last week. Nebraska, after being trounced against Indiana, went into Columbus, and Ohio State had some season low numbers. Nebraska had every chance to win that game. So, you know, we know the Badgers have had some ups and downs on defense, but the old black shirts, they're coming back here for Nebraska. They have been better, saw it as a better unit last year, and it seems like they've picked up on it this year.
No doubt, and I think anytime you have a couple of pillars to kind of lean on, and Nebraska does in the middle of their defense where they have big boys that are good football players, you lean on that, and this is senior day. You have a lot of emotion. You have another sellout crowd, I guess 404 for Nebraska. So the atmosphere, it is all going to be on the line today. Both of these teams just salivating to get a win. Wisconsin is going to have to make some plays on offense and limit what they're doing. And if they can do that, I like our chances this afternoon.
And Gavin Lom on the approach. The kick is in the air. Ja'Cory Barney waits for it. He's going to bring it out from a yard deep. Right side 5 to the 10. Cutting left to the 15-yard line. Room to the 20. 25, 30. 35 up across the 40. Still up. 45 to midfield. And Nebraska's in business off of the opening kickoff return. We're underway in Lincoln.
And I wonder, we've seen so many touchbacks this year. He ended up catching it like over his head, kind of up like this, not the normal way you catch a kickoff, and started like he was going down Nebraska's sideline, and Cut got one block. Lom did enough to kind of just push him out, but not the start we were looking for from Wisconsin special teams.
They'll mark him out at the Nebraska 45-yard line, so that's where this game will begin for Dylan Raiola and the Huskers offense. Dante Dowdell is the running back, and they'll go two back offense. Emmett Johnson out there as well, and the first play for scrimmage, handoff, Emmett Johnson up the left hash marks across the 45-yard line, gets wrapped up by Darrell Peterson at the 48 on a gain of 3. Second down and 7 for the Huskers.
Nice job by Peterson. He did a little stunt from his right end spot, kind of came back in, looped in, and was able to bring him down.
Second down and 7 for the Huskers at their own 48-yard line. A Porkature slot to the right, back to throw. Raiola has some time, whips it left, caught across midfield by Emmett Johnson. He is wrapped up by Christian Allegro at the 45 of Wisconsin, and that'll be a first down for the Huskers. By the way, with Hunter Waller out, Austin Brown moves into that safety spot. He works alongside Preston Zachman. First and 10, Nebraska already into Wisconsin territory at the Badgers' 45-yard line.
Yeah, just an easy, comfortable throw to a little check down, and Allegro was able to wrestle him down, but not before he picked up a first.
Raiola will work under center here on first and 10. Luke Lindenmeyer, wing on the right side. Nate Borkature on that side of the line as well. Here's the handoff, Emmett Johnson. Room off the left side, inside the 40, inside the 35, and a burst down to the 30-yard line of Wisconsin. So again, this Nebraska team ranks 13th in rushing. They just had the sense they're really going to test this Wisconsin defensive line. James Thompson, yeah, Jr. was out there on that last play, and now he comes off.
Well, and that was the case. Chaney from his linebacker spot shot, and Nebraska's right tackle did a good job of walling him, and that allowed a big space for the run.
Emmett Johnson, the running back from the 30-yard line of Wisconsin. Shotgun snap, Raiola. Pressure coming. Here's a throw over the middle. It's caught by Jamal Banks inside the 10-yard line. Brought down by Xavier Lucas. First down, goal to go, Nebraska. Raiola got the ball out of his hands just in time. And now the Huskers have a first down and goal.
Yeah, we brought pressure from depth and unfortunately was unable to get there. That left one-on-one coverage. Raiola stepped up, made the throw, big play.
from the 9-yard line. First and goal, Nebraska trips to the left. Here's the handoff. Emmett Johnson up the middle and takes it down to the 5-yard line. Jake Cheney is there for Wisconsin. Austin Brown as well. Second and goal for the Huskers.
Yeah, way too much movement there. Darrell Peterson from his end spot got washed down. Nice cut and then able to pick up 4 or 5 yards there.
2.5 minutes gone by. Nebraska with a big opening kick return. And now 5 yards away from paying it off. And Raiola goes out wide left. Heinrich Harburg in there at quarterback. Now they will do this from time to time. Harburg takes the snap, reads it, keeps it, runs off to his right. Harburg to the end zone. Touchdown, Nebraska. Heinrich Harburg, the junior, Nebraska native, and the Huskers take it 55 yards on the game's opening drive to grab an early lead.
Yeah, way too easy there with the Wildcat or whatever you want to call it. He just keeps it, uses the running back, kicks out Ricardo, and then just muscled his way into the end zone. Way too easy there for Nebraska.
6-0 the Huskers. Not quite 3 minutes into the game. John Hall is on to attempt the extra point. Brian Buscini, the punter, serves as the holder. Well, you're right. That was an easy money drive here for Nebraska as the PAT is in the air. And it is good. 6 plays, 55 yards. Took 2 minutes and 44 seconds. So we're not quite 3 minutes into the game. And Nebraska leads Wisconsin 7-0. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. 12:07 left of the first quarter. Nebraska 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's your last chance. Menards 11% rebate ends soon. Wrap up those big projects before the holidays. Weatherproof in style with new Mastercraft exterior doors. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. It's time to pick up those new appliances or start your big garage project. Don't miss out. The 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving. Stores closed Thanksgiving Day. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Heinrich Harburg, their backup quarterback, and they'll get him in there from time. Matter of fact, he's appeared in, this is his 10th game of the season. He's thrown it a few times, but definitely can run it, and he cashes in from 5 yards away. Not quite 3 minutes in, 7-0 Nebraska.
Well, that's about as bad of a start as you could have hoped for. The Huskers take the ball out of the end zone and have a big return. And then it was not a ton of resistance from Wisconsin's defense and balanced from Nebraska. 28 yards passing, 27 yards rushing, for an easy. That was as easy of a touchdown drive as you're going to see to start a game.
Ryan Buscini will kick off. Vinny Anthony, Cade Iacomelli are deep, high, end over end. Iacomelli with a chance, left side of the two. He is to the five. Iacomelli the 10 to the 15-yard line and a stop shy of the 20. And that's where the Badgers will begin, first and 10. They'll mark at the 18-yard line. Well, as Patrick Herb was telling us in the pregame show, the operation, the plays will come down from Nate Letton, the tight ends coach, who is up in the press box where he has been throughout the course of this season. The Badgers offense will huddle between plays. Kenny Guyton, the receivers coach, can signal in when needed as well. So here comes Braden Locke and the Wisconsin offense. Badgers move right to left here in the first quarter of play. Pistol set with Tawee Walker behind Locke. Vinny Anthony slot right, now motions to the left. On first down, here's the handoff to Walker up the middle, and he gets maybe a yard, and that's it. That defensive line led by Nash Hutmaker and Ty Robinson, they're tough to move, but the Badgers are going to try to do it a little bit. Second down and 9.
Yeah, you saw double teams up front there trying to move those two big dudes in the middle. That, where I'm sure, hopefully we're not calling their names a bunch, but then that allows your edge guys to come off. Quarterback's going to have to run the football today a little bit to soften some things up.
Bryson Green wide to the right, Kekahuna and Vinny Anthony to the left. Kekahuna breaks in motion to the formation on second down. Locke throws a dart left side. The short pass caught by Vinny Anthony made one man miss across the 25-yard line. Deshaun Singleton out of the secondary throws Anthony down very close to the 28-yard line, which is what they need, and they'll say he got there. First down for the Badgers at their 28-yard line.
Already a better start than what we saw last week, where it was three and out, three and out, three and out. Here, getting that first down, I said that last week, just getting that first down, especially with all of the stuff that happened. Now, take a breath, get reset, and now you get moving.
4 minutes into the game, 7-0 Nebraska. Bryson Green out to the right. Tawee Walker, the running back, to the left of Braden Locke from the 28-yard line, Wisconsin territory, first and 10. Locke hits the shotgun snap, looking, throws left side, caught by Vinny Anthony across the 35-yard line. Malcolm Hartsog, the corner, a junior out of Mississippi, on the coverage, and a gain of 7, second down and 3 for Wisconsin.
And I like that early in the down. You don't want to, again, you need to get positive yards. And, yes, you want to run the football, but if they're going to load up and put people in there and they're hard to move, go ahead, take the one-on-one opportunities, get a little run sell, get it one-on-one, make a throw, pick up 6 or 7 on first down.
Bryson Green wide to the right, Vinny Anthony to the left on second down. Locke reads it, keeps it, throws over the middle, caught by Anthony, makes a man miss at the 50, running left, 45-40, Anthony 35 to the 30, and pushed out of bounds inside Nebraska territory, inside the 25 and down to the 23-yard line.
Oh, great sell of the run by the offensive line, and a nice job by Locke holding it and then getting it out of his hands quick on that slant. Anthony beats his guy, then takes on the safety. He was able to bust through that tackle and then use his speed to make that big play, which is exactly what we needed to see.
42 yards. On the connection, Sierra Wright finally driving Anthony out of bounds with a 23 in Nebraska. First down handoff. Tawee Walker bangs inside the 20-yard line and still driving the pile down near the 16-yard line. Good strong run from Tawee Walker. The Badgers into the red zone, brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. They'll place at the 17 of the Huskers, second down and 4 for the Badgers.
Great job by Riley Malman of getting up on the second level, was able to wall his guy off, and then Ashcraft comes up and just kept moving his feet, finishing. Walker's able to pick up a couple extra yards.
Kekahuna slot right, Green wide right, C.J. Williams out to the left from the 17-yard line, Nebraska territory, shotgun snap, lock. Looking, throws right side deep, and it's well beyond Kekahuna, but penalty markers fly in the Huskers' secondary.
A little grabby there, I believe.
Nebraska is a penalty-plagued team, about 57 yards per game. That ranks 15th in this 18-team conference. Here's the call.
That's interference. Defense, number 2. Ball be placed to spot a foul. Automatic first down.
It's Isaac Gifford, the guilty party. And after all of that, it's first and goal at the 4.
Great job picking up the blitz. Nebraska brought pressure. Thought the guys up front did a nice job. But Walker really sorted through, took the linebacker on, squared him up, and that gave it. You could see Locke had predetermined he was throwing it back pylon. Well, he got held, and that allowed the refs to kind of see how that unfolded, got the PI call, and now we're in business.
First and goal at the four. Jackson Aker out to the left. Now he'll motion toward the formation. Snap to Locke, looking, pop fly right side. Bryson Green caught it, touchdown Wisconsin. Yes, sir, Bryson Green, the back right corner of the end zone. We're going to have a shootout today or
what?
Looks
like it. I'm on board.
What an impressive answer by the Badgers after giving up the early score. Crowd not convinced that Green had control and a foot in bounds. And did he survive the ground?
Kick it. Let's go.
The official was right there. He signaled touchdown.
Oh, Rule's down there complaining.
Yeah, I would too.
Let's go. Line it up. I don't know what's going to end up happening. I'm sure they're going to take a look at it. But the ball came out of Locke's hands. He put it right to the spot where he needed to. Yep. Good catch, crowd. You can complain all you want. We're in for six.
Yeah, they will. They've taken a look at it upstairs. But now Matt Rule's going to use a timeout here to have them take a longer look at it. So at the moment, it's a four-yard touchdown pass to Bryson Green. You have to survive the ground. The official was right there. They had to.
Nebraska is challenging the ruling on the field of a completed pass.
Aren't all scores challenged anyways?
Well, he wants a longer look. Well. The question, did he survive it long enough before the ball popped out? So we have 8:52 left in the first quarter. At the moment, it's 7-6 Nebraska. But they are reviewing this, so. If the call stands, this will cost the Huskers a timeout.
Well, he definitely got his foot down, and then the ball kind of pops out. Boy, I think he survived it. I don't know how much do you have to land it. Yeah, the ball popped out at the end, but I think he secured it, made a football move, and then it fell after he landed out of bounds after he had his feet in.
Got the replay up on the big board here.
He has it in his right hand. Yeah, I think that's good. But I'm also a homer, so.
Yeah, I'm not positive.
Okay, so he makes great high point on the football, fights through. Corner actually does a good job of fighting and scrapping, gets the foot down, going to the ground, puts it in one hand, which, and then it
flies. You don't want to do that.
Well, the ref is standing right there.
After review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. It is a touchdown. Nebraska's charged their first time out and may not challenge for the remainder of the game.
So, Mark, you always said you didn't know what a catch is. You absolutely know what a catch is.
I don't know. Now, anytime there's an offsides or a false start, I'm leaving that to you. But they looked at it. Scoring plays are reviewed. And I think Rule just didn't want to believe it. And so, hey, great. Use your challenge. Use a timeout. We get six. And who knows? We were just talking about how much these offenses are struggling. Looks pretty easy so far.
Big play in the drive, the 42-yard pass from Braden Locke to Vinny Anthony. Now Nathaniel Vaco's on for the PAT. Some early fireworks here in Lincoln this afternoon. Here's the snap, and the kick from Vaco's is in the air, and it is good. Game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Klaas tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit CLAAS.com. Wisconsin football also brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. 8:52 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, Nebraska 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Badger fans, fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP 4 dealers. Eight plays, 82 yards, took 3 minutes, 11 seconds. Braden Locke with a 4-yard toss to Bryson Green. It's his first touchdown catch of the year. The Badgers and the Huskers tied at 7 with 8:52 left in the first quarter. Gavin Lahm set the kick off. Quinton Ives, Ja'Cory Barney are deep. Lahm with the kick, and he got a little more of this one. This will sail near the back of the end zone for the touchback, and Nebraska will start at his 25-yard line.
And that, obviously, we didn't have that the first kick, and Nebraska was able to get it out to the 45 and then march down the field. So now, okay, you're settled in. What a great drive. Locke there, 4 for 4 for 62 yards. And I thought really good getting the ball out of his hand on time, gave his guys, Vinny Anthony with a great play, and then that touchdown to Green, just a beautiful throw into that back pylon. So great start for this newly made offense with a new leadership so far.
And by the way, Kenny Guyton, serving as the quarterback's coach as well as the receiver's coach, he's meeting with Braden Locke with the iPad. And on first down, Raiola, quick throw left side. That's caught by Ja'Cory Barney, and he gets popped right away by Bryson Green at the 29-yard line. Gain of 4, second down and 6. Going back to Kenny Guyton, he played quarterback in college, his days at Ohio State. So this is, again, a role that is in his wheelhouse, working with the quarterbacks as well as the receivers. Second down and 6 for the Huskers at their own 29-yard line. Barney slot on the right side, pistol formation with Dowdell. The running back and movement up front will false start here against Nebraska. Here's the call.
False start. Offense, number 24, 5-yard penalty, second down.
It's Thomas Fedoni, the tight end, and a pretty good pass-catching tight end, I might add. 30 receptions on the year. So it's second and 11 for the Huskers at their 24-yard line.
Got a little jumpy there, and that's Nebraska makes a good play on first down, and you think they're normal down a distance, and now a false start puts them second and 11. Defensive make a play.
Slot left, slot right. Dowdell to the left of Raiola takes a snap. Badgers rush 4, right side pass. That is caught by across the 25-yard line up to the 27, and right there was Ricardo Hallman. Isaiah Nayer, the 6'4 senior receiver on the catch. Third down and 7 for the Huskers at their 28-yard line.
That was a really nice job there by Ricardo, because he misses that. He picks up a first down. He has a little curl, bounces out. Nice tackle, open field.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Shotgun snap, Raiola back to throw, tight pocket, and he got hit as he throws, and the pass wobbles short of Jamal Banks near the 30-yard line to the far side. Hallman on the coverage. Badgers got some heat on the quarterback, and the Huskers are punting.
Yeah, just a little bit of leg room came from his linebacker spot and occupied a blocker, but that was the key there. You were able to get a body, get in Raiola's face a little bit, hit him, and that throw wobbled out, and a really nice stop. Talk complimentary football. Your offense helped you out. Your defense gets off. Now Let's see it play from a special teams.
Yeah, Vinny Anthony will handle the punt return duties now with no Hunter Wohler this week. Brian Buscini on the punt steps up, and the kick is away, and he turns this one over. Backpedaling is Anthony. He'll catch left side of the 20. He'll shoot it up to the 25-yard line and gets sandwiched shy of the 30. Javen Wright busting down there in punt coverage, as well as Isaiah Gifford. 52 on the punt, 9 yards on the return. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. We'll take a break. 7:22 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, Nebraska 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin.